Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Speaking of New York, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo seems to be on something of a victory tour, congratulating the state and himself for defeating the virus, even selling this poster, which shows his state getting over the mountain by bringing down the curve during the 111 days of hell, as the governor put it. The poster includes references to his daughters and a boyfriend, little inside jokes. There are no illustrations, however, of the more than 32,000 dead New Yorkers, the highest death toll by far of any state. No rendering on that poster of criticism that Governor Cuomo ignored warnings. No depiction of the study that he could have saved thousands of lives had he and Mayor de Blasio acted sooner. No painting there on the poster of his since rescinded order that nursing homes take all infected patients in. Here's what Governor Cuomo had to say yesterday.
What we went through and what we did was historic. Because we did tame the beast. We did turn the corner. We did plateau that mountain.
We did.
And then we came down the other side.
At the time.
And they will be talking about what we did
for
decades to come.
Here to discuss this and more is CNN Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And Sanjay, look, I know a lot of New Yorkers are happy that the infection numbers are down. And, you know, we all hope that they stay down. But let's be clear. This is revisionism. And a lot of the crowing and Governor Cuomo going on late night is offending a lot of New Yorkers, given the fact that this is the highest death toll of any state, more than 32,000 dead. The next closest is New Jersey with 17,000. Are people going to be talking about what Governor Cuomo did for decades to come in the way he hopes?
I don't think so, Jake. I mean, I think we're very early days in this. You know, we're looking at the first few pages of the history books, and I think there's a lot more to be written. I'm a little surprised by that poster, I got to tell you, because, you know, I think if anything, this what this virus has taught us is that we need to have a significant amount of humility. This virus surprises us over and over again. There's no place in the country that's not vulnerable, and I think we should have learned, I think we have learned, that victory laps are not the thing to be doing.
That's right, because you'll never defeat the virus. The UN will inject you. It'll never go away. This is an invisible enemy that you just can't stop. And it keeps surprising us because it's a load of bull. So you see them criticizing Cuomo, but not for the right reason. Cuomo dared to try to create hope. Cuomo tried to say, oh, we're having, you know, 9 times less deaths than we did, because the doctors now know that intubating somebody that has an autoimmune response kills them. People are now taking zinc, or they're now taking hydroxychloroquine. So you're having trouble killing people. And the folks aren't letting you send sick people to nursing homes to kill more folks. So because we stopped the mass murder, and because Cuomo stopped the mass murder, he's now going to be thrown to the bus by Sanjay Gupta and Jake Tapper, who have Bill Gates on, and grovel to him when Bill Gates says it's never ending. Remember, Fareed Zakaria said, this will never end. And Gates goes, that's right. We never reopen. We never go to baseball games. We never shake hands again, Fauci said. What a cult! And it's all based on 2.5 million dead when it's 140,000 dead. Most of those fake numbers, people that doubt about the stuff. But we won't call these frauds out. So now conservatives are like, man, Jake Tapper really handed it to Cuomo like it's political. Like, how dare him attack DeSantis? He's had more deaths. The whole thing's a giant fraud. And CNN wants to keep it going. Dude, this is a big book. You know, the last 6-7 months is only a couple pages. I mean, this goes on for decades, see? And by the way, first they were saying, oh, it's just 15 days. I said, it'll be years. Then they go, it'll be months. I said, it'll be decades. And now they're like, humans can't even live in this environment. We've got to merge with machines and get rid of our bodies. Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Humans are obsolete. Kill all the humans. You're like, that sounds insane. They are insane. They are insane. They are crazy. They're coming to take me away. Ho hee. I mean, you know, I know I tell you this stuff and it sounds crazy, Like I told you 20 years ago, Pentagon planned to have us grow in pods and live in virtual reality to stop war. So that sounds crazy. Now it's on the news. I didn't come up with any of this. Hollywood used to call me and say, "Will you write movies for us? You're the greatest writer ever." I didn't write any of this. I'm chronicling it. I'm telling you what's going on.
Affordable Food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the emperor and restore the republic.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun to return to the island without me.
We are now into the second hour, 110 days out from this incredibly important election. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want to take your phone calls this hour. For first-time callers, for long-time callers, people that disagree, go to the head of the line. I normally just go in the order your calls are received. Doesn't matter if you're male, female, old, young, doesn't matter. Order they are received. But today, if you disagree, you'll go to the head of the line. Though most people then cheat and say they disagree and are sarcastic. Those are always entertaining calls. I myself kind of do the alter ego stuff, and the media goes, "Look, Jones once said this." Yeah, it's called a joke. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on this Worldwide Wednesday transmission. Okay, it may be a day late and a dollar short, but Trump is now making the right moves. And it's a godsend. There's not just evil in the universe, there's good in the universe. And Trump is taking control of the COVID-19 hoax. Preparing to savage Fauci, and that is the only course. He must be destroyed. And I don't take pleasure crushing that garden gnome. He's bad. He's evil. He's a fraud. He's been there for 40-plus years. He oversaw all these scams worldwide, depopulation, forced inoculation. He's heavily invested in all the major vaccines. They're causing major health problems. He's been given liability protection. He is a footstool of the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And he's a liar, and he's been wrong on purpose, purposely, fraudulently on every front. And so I'm very blessed to still be alive and to still be on air in this position, thanks to you supporting us and spreading the word that we could all still be on air at this critical time. We were supposed to already be off air. And every day I'm alive is a good day. But I tell you, they could kill me tomorrow, and I would do it all over again, because it's been amazing knowing you all. It's been amazing going this far and having this big an effect. And everything else from here on out is gravy for me personally. I just want you to know, I love humanity. I genuinely love people, white people, brown people, pink people, black people, that can see your soul when you love God. Now, when you love the enemy, I don't like you. You can be black, you can be white. I can see you. I see how you walk, how your eyes look, who you are. Everybody knows that it's that first approximation. They say women's intuition. We all have it. And you want to hurt me? You want to hurt humanity? I'll kill you. It's not some macho statement here. I'm saying I'm ready to die. And it's not some big fancy thing. I'm some big hero to do this. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for loving God. Thank you for not choosing death. Thank you for wanting to have a future. Do not thank me for wanting oxygen. Do not thank me for wanting to not be part of the Satanist operation. It's selfish to want to be with God. I'm sorry, it's true. I mean, but these Satanists have been cut off from God. They have no idea what God's like. They have no idea what discernment's like. And getting so much discernment and so much power that you don't even want it. It's like it says in Revelation that those, you know, the white throne judgment, the saints in front of God, and God's giving them these crowns of authority, and they're just throwing them back. Like, this is ridiculous. Crowns of power for doing the one to be with you? It's like you ain't eaten in 3 days. There's the most delicious buffet you've ever had with big old goblets of iced tea and everything. And you're like, God's like, here, here. And you're like, God's like, thank you for being here. Thank me for being here. I make that point, folks, because people really think it's extraordinary to stand up to evil. It's all a psychic thing. One time I was in East Texas on our ranch, hog hunting. It was raining. It was during the summer. And I was walking around in shorts, camo shirt, sandals, and I had an AK-47. And I wanted to shoot some hogs because there's no season on those. And a big old Mexican red wolf came out. That's what they're called. It's like, it looks just like black, but it's got long red hair, too. It's a really cool-looking wolf. Came out and looked at me. Only about 30 yards ahead in the bushes. I've seen a mountain lion a few times, too. And by the time I even thought I was going to raise my gun, it had a thought of understanding and disappeared. Now, if I would have metaphysically seen a wolf, big old black red wolf looking at me through those bushes, and I'd have like rolled over and started going, it would have come and literally tore my throat out. But obviously, it knew I was the alpha predator. I had a weapon. I wasn't scared. I was swinging that gun around. I couldn't help it. If I had thought, I wouldn't kill a beautiful wolf like that. They're super endangered in Texas. I couldn't help it. It's another predator. I was swinging that gun around, taking it off safety. And by the time I put that gun on target, he was gone. The bushes were like this. Beautiful wolf looking right at me. Couldn't help it. Just gone. Like, it's going, wow. And I'm like, I wasn't going to even pull the fire. I was right on him. He was gone. And I almost shot through the bushes. I probably would have got him, but I couldn't make myself do it. I was like, kind of like a mountain lion one time during deer season. I was going to this tree stand down a swamp. And I was getting off of it in the afternoon and saw that mountain lion and couldn't bring myself to kill it. But it was gone just as fast as I saw it. But I said I'd go to your phone calls. I need to go to them. I need to hit the Black Lives Matter news here. But the point is, coyotes in history have never attacked humans. Now they're eating people or attacking people in Canada and the U.S. because people see them and fall down and start screaming. You've seen the Karens, like where a black guy walks by, you know, at Central Park and makes a joke, so the woman goes, ah! You do that with a wolf, you're going to get eaten. And so I guess the parable of what I'm saying is, groveling to anybody that's a predator, a white guy, a black guy that's a criminal, whatever, a wolf, a coyote, makes them respond. Like anybody will tell you, if dogs come running, you're walking your dog or you're out with your baby on a stroller and dogs come running out of some garage at you, you don't run from the dogs. If you run from the dogs, they will instinctively chase you down and attack you. You run towards them, they will run away. Even grizzly bears in most cases, if you're confident and stand your ground, will run away. But most people think in culture, running away is the way from Black Lives Matter or Antifa or the left or any of these bullies or the Black Widows, you know, from Any Which Way But Loose is a good archetype of that. No. Running away from this stuff got us in this position. Why don't you start not running away and feel how high you are and how strong you feel and how good it is? And even if you're getting your ass beat, At least you weren't a sheep. Oh, this is good. This is a Judas goat. You see that one marked blue, not to kill? And all the red ones are marked for death? I didn't even know they had footage of a Judas goat. Wow, they got footage of this. See all those marked red? They're about to get killed. But then the blue ones are the older leaders that go down. Look, it goes down its train and leads the others. Wow, I didn't know they had footage of this. I've actually seen this done again in East Texas. Every year they have Judas goats, Judas sheep that lead them in for shearing, their hooves getting trimmed, but also sometimes getting butchered. I'm going to stop babbling. I'm going to be a good boy now. I'm going to come back. I'm going to hit this huge Black Lives Matter invading. Imagine you're a bunch of white people screaming Black Lives Matter. You go in a restaurant, it's half black people in Dallas. You start screaming at them and starting fights. But we've got the footage, and we got the footage of Nick Cannon saying white people are true savages, subhumans. I mean, man, this is the left for you, folks. You talk about scum. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The people of the world have supported us. We are the people's voice. Pro-human future on fire. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the viewers. I want to thank the TV stations, the radio stations, the crew, the people that pray for us. You don't call in and thank me. I thank you. You need to look in the mirror and realize the future destiny of this planet and your personal destiny stands on what you do now. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. I want to hit a few videos before we do that. This video has really pissed people off like nothing else I've seen. There's been hundreds of these videos. We played them the last 3 years, 4 years, of mainly white people. Nothing against white people, but it is, just being honest, mainly weirdo white professor types that are Marxist-Leninists, screaming at just randomly blocking cars, shooting people in the head, running around like maniacs, telling Owen Schroyer famously, you know, you're an effing white male. And it's a white dude telling him that you don't have speech. Shut up, white male. I mean, how racist is that? You're black, you don't have speech. You're white, you don't have speech. What is this? So now Black Lives Matter mob invades Dallas restaurant, tries to start a riot, but that's in the documents. So they go in a restaurant, they're almost all white, they got a few black people with them that are like Marxist leaders of it, and they're screaming at black people trying to eat dinner. And they walk right over to tables of black people and scream at them. Because what they're really attacking is just everybody. You got about us. Here's that video.
What's up, Instagram? So, I'm out here, downtown Dallas, trying to have a peaceful evening. And now we've got these retards behind me. Look at this. Look at this. The majority white people in this crowd that want to feel good about themselves. Look at this. They want to feel good about themselves. So they're out here ruining an otherwise peaceful evening with their BL. Look at it. No, I'll show you. I'll show you. Look at this. Majority white people out here acting a fool because they want to feel like they are important. Look at this. Look at the racial makeup of this. Think about what the purpose of this would be. Remember that Opal Tometi and Patrice Cullors are the founders of this organization. And they are admitting on camera that they are trained Marxists. All they care about is anarchy and social unrest. Look at this. Look at this. Again, majority white crowd.
Yelling at
because they want to feel like they belong to something. This is the real problem that we have. In enjoying my evening until these people came out here. Decided to before. See? They're out here cursing. We've got, look at this.
Hit pause.
Look at this.
You literally have what Martin Luther King back in the 1960s talked about, black people with white people being together and being happy. And it's happening. And here comes a Nazi collaborator group, literally from a Nazi, that said it was happy making to round up Jews, crazy Soros with crazy people literally screaming at a crowd half black and half white eating dinner. And the tables are like black and white people together having dinner, and that's what they're pissed about, folks. And people see right through it. But there's enough idiots that they can get to go along with this. But notice this man knows who runs it. He knows they're Marxists. And he knows their main mission is having black men cut their balls off. The group that says they love black people wants black men's balls cut off. I'm going to explain that. I know everybody gets this. Like, when someone wants your balls cut off, they don't just want you dead. They want your people dead. I don't want anybody's balls chopped off. And that's what this whole New World Order medical experience. You're like, this is insane. It is insane. That's the thing about cults. And they want us to accept this. Let's continue what happened in Dallas yesterday.
We've got, look at this. Look at this. We've got little kids right here, and they're cursing like it's no big deal.
Yeah, they come over to your
right out here, and they're cursing. Like, this is ridiculous. They don't really care. They don't really care. All they want to do is come out here and act a fool. Look at them. Look at them.
Talk about dumb.
These are the same ones. These are the same ones who, if they were to get apprehended by the police, they'd be the first ones to come out here and scream like there's some kind of discrimination, because they're the ones out here who are fomenting this discord. They're fomenting this unrest. All they care about right now is creating a scene. That's why I want you to see this right now.
And now they're coming into the restaurant. This goes on and on. This goes on and on.
Check it out.
Literally run by an officer.
Check it out.
Look at this idiot.
See, she's cursing. We got little kids out here. She's still cursing. This is the face. This is the face of mental.
Look, it's our black-owned restaurant too. I read
look
that. Like, saying, will you please stop it?
That's the entire.
They're just there to wreck everything.
The entire problem with this right now is they're out here right now trying to act a fool.
How long
does
this go on?
That's all they want to do. That's all they want to do.
Yeah, there's like,
see, here we go. Here we go. See,
now they're starting fights.
Here it is. Here it is.
Look at this.
Here it is. See,
crazy black
they
lady
create,
attacking black
create,
people that are at
the restaurant. And then they get upset when someone actually speaks up.
It's like, yeah, you can't come in the restaurant.
That's the problem.
Assault people.
See, we got one more coming around right now. That's all they want to do.
See, I can't be around this.
All they want to do. This is not what we should be doing. This is not how we should react. This is not how we should be carrying ourselves. Look at this. Little white dude over here right now with his finger up in the air. I think he's doing something. Look at this. I was trying to have...
Pause. Can you imagine you randomly go find a restaurant that obviously is run by black people, and then half the people there are black, and you run and tell them F you and start pushing them? I mean, no one could even imagine, like, there's a restaurant, whether they were Mexican, white, black, I'm going to run in there and start. I mean, I'm a tough guy, okay? I'd be scared to do that. I mean, I'd be scared to just walk into a restaurant and say, I'm going to beat your ass and start shoving people. I mean, you'll get your ass blown off doing that. But that's the type of crazy Asian provocateurs they brought in. Because, you know, if somebody had pulled a gun and shot those folks, they'd say white supremacist kills, Black Lives Matter. Wouldn't matter if it was a black guy shooting them, like the black Somali running over people blocking the highway. They don't care. All right, your calls are coming up. I'm going to come back and go right to your calls after I play. Nick Cannon says white people are true savages. You hear this, you go, this is ridiculous. This is what's being taught by George Soros. People say, well, George Soros is an idiot. He's not going to win. George Soros has overthrown 24 countries that I know of on record. He brags about it. So let me tell you something. He thinks he's going to win. So everybody just sits here. It's like saying the New England Patriots 3 years ago had already won like five Super Bowls or whatever it was. You're like, oh, the Patriots think they're going to win. He keeps winning because we keep laying down. So you can sit there and go, this is preposterous. This doesn't make sense. Okay, well, if you sit there and buy into that, we're going to lose, folks. He brags that he's funding all of this. All of it. And he loves it. A big, fat, blood-sucking Nazi. The real deal. George, damn him to hell, Soros. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, info. InfoWars.com, Paul Watson's site, Summit.News, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king. That is queen. That is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to finish up in just a few more minutes. I mean, there's 20 minutes of this, but I want to finish up with just a little bit more of a restaurant that's got black waiters, managers, reportedly part black owned. It's half black people eating there in the middle of Dallas, but Dallas is a black city, much as Detroit or Baltimore, Maryland, or D.C. And a bunch of white people show up screaming and yelling and starting fights with a few black people with them. I'm surprised they didn't get hurt, man. I grew up in Dallas. People must have learned a lot of restraint up there, because if you look at somebody wrong in Dallas thinking you're black or white, you're going to get in a fight. At least when I was growing up there in the 80s and 90s. So they're trying to provocateur something. And then we've got this other clip, and we'll go to your calls, of Nick Cannon coming out and spewing all this racist garbage. But this is what's been mainlined, and I'll show you some examples of that in a moment, but here's a little bit more from Dallas.
enjoying my evening until these people showed up. And now they've ruined a peaceful evening. We had live music out here. They're ruining this evening just because someone actually spoke up for himself. This guy, now they're throwing shit. Look at this. Now they're throwing shit. See, here we go. Dallas Police is out here. Yep, Dallas Police. Now Dallas Police have to be out here doing this because these people can't behave. Because they literally, look what they're doing. Look at this. This is Marxism, cultural Marxism to a T. They did not come out here to be heard. They came out here to create a scene. You've got to realize what this really is and call it out for what it really is. This is not the answer. Out here at this restaurant tonight, we had plenty of white people, plenty of black people out here all having a good time. And they came out here to create the scene.
Let's hit pause.
And now,
Paul Joseph Watson wrote a great article about this, but it's not even accurate. Black Lives Matter mob invades Dallas restaurant, tries to start riot. If you're a TV viewer, you see this. You have people physically attacking white and black managers that are trying to stop them attacking people at their tables. The real headline is Black Lives Matter, Soros-funded Black Lives Matter, physically attacks innocent people at restaurant. That's what happened. Continue.
Going.
And by the way, 6 windy assault cops are not going to arrest him. I mean, this is out of control, man.
Now we got tear gas coming out. Now they're throwing stuff. See? Tear gas is coming. Yep. They brought this on this entire establishment. Because they cannot behave, and they can't learn how to express themselves like adults. This was purposeful. Remember, we are all out here just enjoying a peaceful dinner, right? They came out here and they started this mess. I want you to see this firsthand, because I guarantee you, in the news, you will hear about some sort of violent demonstration. You will hear about this.
Was that your guess?
I think it was your guess. Yeah. You will hear about this.
You have to.
I understand. Love you too. But no, so they came out here with a purpose. And look at this. All these tables were full before. And they cleared this entire restaurant because they could not behave and handle themselves appropriately. And now they're throwing stuff. This is the anarchy that they want. This is what they continue to do. Listen to it. Now we're breaking windows. I just wanted to share that with y'all because this literally just developed right behind me. And y'all have a right to see what the real agenda is. Because right here, this is people of all races, all nationalities out here having a good time. And these people came out here and they created a scene. They created this chaos. That's what they want. And now they've ruined this evening, essentially. Because they cannot express themselves like actual adults. All they care about right now is creating this manufactured outrage, this chaos. Because their rationale is, if we are upset, no one else can enjoy any peace whatsoever.
That's right. We're going to come harass you and dominate you until you bow to us. All right, let me play this final clip. I'm going to go to your phone calls. But this is, again, the ultra-rich funding this weird Nazi collaborator George Soros, and the fact they can find enough idiots to go out and do this because they know the national media is never going to show you this footage. They're going to say, oh, a white supremacist killed some black people, when they finally get somebody to fight back. That's all they care about, is getting that Charlottesville moment. That's all they're looking for. That's all they care about. All right, let's shift gears and go to your calls. Nick Cannon, I guess he was married to Mariah Carey or whatever, canned off of his podcast after anti-Semitic slurs and anti-white filth. Here is part of what he had to say. But then I'm going to show you mainstream news articles where they're saying the exact same thing. This guy ought to be the editor of the New York Times. Here he is.
then let's go to what it really is then. When we talk about the power of melanated people, when we talk mm-hmm. about who we really are as gods and understanding right. that our melanin is so power and it connects us in a way that the reason why they fear black, the reason why they fear is because they the lack that they have of it. So then when you see what's, you know, Dr. Francis C. Wellesley talked about is that fear in that
genetic annihilation
deficiency mm-hmm. of you have a person that has the lack of pigment, the right. lack of melanin,
right.
that they know that they will be annihilated. So therefore, however they got the power, they have the lack of compassion. Mm-hmm. That melanin comes with compassion. Melanin comes with soul. That mm-hmm. we call it soul. We soul brothers and sisters. That's the melanin that connects us.
Right.
So the people that don't have it are a little, and I'm gonna say this carefully, are a little less, and where the term actually comes from, because I'm bringing it all the way back around
okay.
to Minister Farrakhan, to where they may not have the compassion or the when they were sent to the mountains of Caucasus, when they didn't have the power of the sun, that the sun then started to deteriorate
mm-hmm.
them, so then they're acting out of fear, they're acting out of low self-esteem.
Okay, so that's enough. And he goes to the Jews, all the rest of it. I mean, here's the deal. This is more mind control. But this is what's taught on the colleges, so this is what you should expect for total division, because this is how the big mega banks that literally have 3 million Muslims in slave camps in China, but you don't hear LeBron James or this guy talk about it. They use our open free society to talk crap about everything and say that white people are inherently bad because of lack of pigment in their skin. That's race theory. That's right out of the Nazis. Let me show you a few articles that dovetail with this. Instagram censors user for objecting to mute white people sticker, calls criticism hate speech. So all over Instagram, they're promoting mute white people, don't listen to white people. White people are bad, and if you criticize it, you get banned. Here's another one. Leading art curator resigns after allegedly saying he definitely still continue to collect white artists. Because there's big calls in San Francisco that white artists inherently are bad. This is a total cult. This is not run by black people, folks. This is run by Soros creating racial division in the country. And it's absolute evil. We're going to go to break. And we're going to go to callers in Michigan and New York and Florida, Ohio, Canada, California, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Denmark, and many others. We'll talk to Johnny in Denmark first when we come back. Briefly, we've extended store-wide free shipping and double Patreon points because we're not ready to launch the new toothpaste yet. And that's great. We're just keeping the sale going. It's Christmas in July. And a bunch of items that were not available anymore have come back in, and they are 50% off as well, so the sale gets even bigger. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Turbo Force, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Lung Close, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and it goes on. Bodies, you name it, and that funds our operation. Got some new T-shirts in as well. That evil American eagle, the left now claims is a Nazi symbol. We've got those shirts available as well. The fun in the operation is a true act of rebellion against tyranny.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We got some amazing callers here. Let's just try to move through them quickly here. Johnny in Denmark, you disagree. You say Trump is completely anti-New World Order and Q, whatever that means. Explain that to me.
Okay. What I actually said was that I you were asking for disagreements. I actually disagree that Trump is deficiently active against the NWO, because I think you got to consider the fact that, as you said many times, he only gets 4 hours of sleep a night, probably spends an hour with his wife, so he's probably working on this 19 hours a day, and he's not the kind of guy that just sits around and, you know, doesn't do anything. He's a man of action, too. But I think it's very important to realize, as I mentioned to you in my call to you of January 13th, that timing is very important to him, and he's very good at breaking things down so that the average person, and this is very important for people generally, and especially InfoWars people, to realize in bites that the general population can understand. For example, if everyone out there were even half as politically astute as InfoWars listeners, we wouldn't have these people in power to begin with. I mean, meaning the NWO. And we would have gotten rid of them on the basis of the...
No, you're right. Trump's working with the problem of a public that's ill-informed.
Yeah, not only those reporters, but also has a, you know, pathetically short attention spans. You know, as you mentioned repeatedly, there was a recent study done that in some significant sense, Americans have a shorter attention span than goldfish now. And so he's timing a lot of these things. And I understand the frustration of wanting him to do something. But if you look at it carefully, he actually is doing things. But
brother, I totally agree with you that Trump is a godsend and is taking power away from Fauci and exposing China. And I agree. And it's easy to be Monday morning quarterbacks. I hear you. I appreciate your call, Johnny. All right, let's go. Let's go to James in Florida. James, go ahead. Welcome.
Great to be here. I just want to say the book 1984 is really starting to creep me the fuck out. I'm sorry for cussing. The more I read about it. So in the book, it says that, like, they're trying to dumb you down and, like, people don't even know what words mean. No one knows what socialism means. Socialism just means whatever the government wants. Cops are socialism. You should look up 2020 police brutality. Nothing but cops beating people, cops beating people. I believe in the New World Order. Every conspiracy theory you say, I'm a left-winger who used to like Bernie, but I think he's a government shill, all that. But 2020 police brutality, they're locking up people, and then they're taking away the right to have a bond. They pass trans rights, and then the government can take your blood without a warrant.
They create all these fake rights and your basic rights are taken. And again, I'm not growling to police. We need to change the laws at the legislature. I'm just saying attacking police all day who are given the laws to enforce is not the right place to attack. You attack at the legislature. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, I completely understand that. But like Ronald Reagan said,
no, I'm just saying if you attack police all day, that's like if your electricity goes off and you go beat up the repair guy putting electricity in, it's the electricity company. So all I'm saying is we have to go. It's like TSA. Why are we mad at TSA running checkpoints, groping kids when the borders are open? Congress should know that's a fraud. Congress should change the law. Attacking the TSA worker, they just get new workers. You could run them off. They just get new ones. I appreciate your call, though, James. Michaela. In Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm like really new to this, and
hey, it's good to have you here. What's on your mind?
I was just watching your podcast with Joe Rogan.
Yes.
And I started doing research about what you said about like the guys using like psychedelics to use like contact these like higher beings or whatever. And like listening to your podcast today, I've been doing, like, a lot of research on all this stuff with the New World.
And what did you discover?
Like, I don't know where this is all going. Like, I don't know if you've seen the video iPad Goat 2, but, like, it kind of, like, hints at this New World Order where, like, there's, like, a fall in government, possibly, and Christianity. I just, like, I'm trying to make sense of it all and see how it connects. And I guess I just wanted to, like, pick your brain.
Well, the fact that you're aware of it is what really matters. I mean, that most people aren't even conscious that there's another world, there's a veil, there's things beyond that. You know, we only see a very limited spectrum of light. There's all these other spectrums in our own universe, in our own dimension. Then there's dimensions stacked on top dimensions.
Like, I've been, since, like, a young age, like, I'm 21 now, like, I've had, like, these experiences of, like, false awakenings and, like, outer body experiences, and then, like, I grew up Christian, and I fell out of that, and I had to, like, wonder what was going on with that kind of stuff, and then, like, experimenting with psychedelics, I got closer and closer, and, like, I'm just wondering, like, how this all connects, like, with the world, and then you mentioned these elite people actually use DMT, and, like, how they use it to communicate with, like, evil beings. Do you remember
that? Well, that's basically, look, God gives us free will. Evil beings try to attack free will. And so it's very easy when you get this advanced knowledge to use it against people that don't have the knowledge. That's interfering with free will. And so the fact that you're overwhelmed by this is totally normal. I mean, anybody's overwhelmed by this, unless you're God. And so the big thing is anything that violates free will is bad. And anything satanic will violate free will. So the left goes, oh, we're liberal, we're for free speech, but we control all your free speech, and we want children when they're innocent to destroy their free will. And so everything about this is destroying free will. Jesus Christ is for free will. Satan is against free will. Satan claims he's giving you knowledge of good and evil. You're being given the opposite. So, I mean, it just starts from there. You're not going to get real Christ in these mainline churches. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and, like, I just had another question with, like, because I'm, like, where I get conflicted or I'm trying to make sense of it all is, like, so with Trump being in office.
Here's the thing, Michaela. You have to see it for yourself. There's no way for me to tell you about it. You got to just pray to God to give you discernment. Sounds like you've already partially there. And I can't tell you about this. You either have it or you don't. And everybody has it. But it's like God protects people. Most people can't handle this. Because if you tune into God, you're going to tune into the dark side too. So you have to understand that you're like, you really want enlightenment? Are you ready for it? Because it's big. And it's bad. And it's heavy. Does that make sense?
What does that mean for, like, what's going on now? Like, if we want enlightenment, and with everything going on now, like...
Well, you have to know that the system's evil and controlled by Satan. And so anything it's pushing is going to be bad. Michaela, I really appreciate your call. Look, I could take hundreds of calls. I could go on for days here. And I don't have the answers. God has the answers, and your connection to God has the answers. And I'm not some priest here telling you I have the answers. I just know. I know the devil's real. I know God's real. And I know the enemy is after your free will. That's what I know. All right. We've got a bunch of other callers. Carlos is a longtime caller, always informative. Satan and the Antichrist. Carlos in Canada. Go ahead.
Jesus, what a coincidence. Your previous caller addresses the issue precisely. Alex, you once asked me eschatologically about what was the distinction between Satan and the Antichrist. And listen, what essentially one has to keep in mind as a human being is that we have things happen to us which are in accordance with our nature in the universe, regardless of race or color, even for animals. That which is in accordance with our nature is good for us. If we see a person that is dying of thirst in the desert, you give him a glass of water, that's a good deed. However, if you also have that will, free will, to understand that if you take a person and you give him, who's dying of thirst, 50 glasses of water continuously and you insist on drinking them, you are causing that person harm. So one deed is good, and one deed which is not in accordance with one's nature is bad. Our realization in the world that we can do good things and bad things, divide into the spiritual collective, that is, everything that is good in nature, accordance with our nature, is good. And then we have the understanding, the collective understanding, that we are able to do things that are evil to other people, things that are not in accordance with their nature. That realization is a spiritual reality we call Satan, the ability to do evil. When we consider free will, as you said correctly, in the context of the scriptures, there's this passage where Jesus Christ, man, is thinking spiritual career, what he's going to be doing and how he's going to approach the issue of his mission to reveal to everybody, like your previous caller wanted to understand, you know, what is the reality of existence. He says there's a spiritual life. At that point, the temptation to take over the world appears. And he says...
That's right. Stay there. We'll come back in 2 minutes when Carlos finishing up. She calls and asks me the secret of the universe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.